Hello and welcome to Avio's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. Well, today was a great day so far, but it kind of got batched up. I was trying out a new service called Restream, doing my live video, and it did semi-okay, but on the other hand, it did not, and I wasn't live in certain places, and I was live in other places, so I had to go back and do different shows. So to make a long story short, I wasn't able to actually get the footage or the file that I wanted for the podcast, so I'm just going to go ahead and make this podcast now for you guys on today's show so that you kind of get the ultimate of the Anthony Pica time, which is today's topic is about Twitter for voiceover actors. And, you know, I really think Twitter is going to serve all of us incredibly, and I'm going to talk about it. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
Okay, so first I want to say, don't be afraid to try new things, and don't be afraid to fall flat on your face just like I did today, because it was definitely interesting. If you decide to go live in multiple places using Restream, make sure that you have all of the different things figured out. You log out and log back in to make sure that everything is up to date. So I am paying for Restream. It is about $50 a month. And I like the service because it's going to allow me to go live on Twitter, on Facebook, and both my public page as well as the private group and the YouTube page. And then, of course, with my phone, I can go live on Instagram. So that, you know, and I want to do that every single day because right now, you know, I go live every day on YouTube, but the other channels, not so much. And I think for me, creating the content like that every single day on all those channels, it really, 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 really helps so that I'm not going back and forth a million times trying to do all of this stuff. So anyways, that's what's going on. Like I said, it kind of worked, kind of didn't, but I think I have it figured out at least enough to get going for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But anyways, today I want to talk about Twitter, and I am absolutely in love with Twitter again. It has been a while. I think most of us, we all know about Twitter, but probably a lot of us don't use it or don't use it much. Some people have really done well on Twitter, but I think because of Instagram and because of TikTok and all of these, you know, social sites that are in your face constantly, you know, it's kind of one of those things where Twitter just kind of is there. I mean, it is growing. What's amazing about Twitter is that it is growing like crazy. And on top of that, last year they posted over $1 billion in profit, which is insanity in profit. And I think that Twitter is just, it's just rolling. And what I love about Twitter for us as voice actors is the engagement and the attention. So this is one thing that I absolutely love, because for us, let's be honest, it is very difficult for a voice actor to promote him or herself to industries because, let's face it, we do everything. I mean, we will work. We are like a marketing team that markets, that can market everyone. Now, if you specialize in one thing, then you kind of know where I'm going with this. The challenge for us is, like I said, is over, you know, just over capacity, too much out there. So it's difficult for us to actually, you know, create content that makes sense for the wide amount of people we could work with. So because that doesn't make a lot of sense, what I love about Twitter, and by the way, LinkedIn is good at this too right now currently, but what I love about Twitter is that you can engage people with their content and you can retweet that content with a comment to grow your base, to be like a curator of content. So in essence, you are generating content, even though it's not your own, but you're generating tweets, you're generating content, and you are, because you are commenting on content that's already there. And what you're doing is a couple of things. One, you are putting out content out in the Twitter sphere, right? And you are getting, you're going to build a name for someone who is a player in the industry, who has knowledge, who is interested in being out there. And on top of that, you target the businesses and they love the engagement you're giving them and they will engage you back. That is the wonderful thing about attention and engagement on Twitter. And I think right now, like I said, it is really unparalleled. I mean, LinkedIn is a fantastic place for this. And since it is such business related, it really is. And I find, though, that, you know, LinkedIn is, of course, incredible. I just find my engagement is so much higher on Twitter than it is on LinkedIn. But at the same time, you know, I've been working really hard on Twitter as well. But I want to go into now how you would use this to your advantage, right? Because you're like, all right, Anthony, all well and good, but how do I actually use any of this attention and engagement? I'm glad that you asked, because how you're going to do this is you are going to then use this kind of three-step process that I've come up with, which is engage, you're going to qualify, and then you are going to reach out. Okay, so you engage, qualify, and reach out. And I love this because what you're basically doing, okay, is you're basically engaging with businesses, with people, getting known by them. Then you are going to qualify them, meaning you are going to find their website, go to them. By the way, it's easy to find this information. You just go to their profile, and every business is going to send you where they want you to go and figure out how to contact them, okay? You're going to qualify them, meaning that you're going to see if they would hire a voiceover artist, and then you are going to reach out to them. I get their email address, okay, like I said, from the contact information or from their website that you found through their Twitter profile, or you could simply ask them. You can message them and say, "Hey, what's your email address or what's your website? I want to check out more about you." Okay, this is really great because you are building leads through engagement, and then you can email them mentioning again that engagement you had with their post on Twitter. So now you've built instant credibility. You've also built a purpose, a reason for reaching out to them other than just, you know, "Hey, I'm a voice actor." But then you put in there, "Hey, you know, I really like your posts. I really like this post on Twitter. And I thought, hey, if you ever need a voiceover actor, here's my demo. Let me know." Okay. I mean, it's very simple and very easy, but it's a great way for you to find qualified leads. Okay. And message them and also build your influence through creating content from other people's content, which again is the content we want to engage with, because we can find that content and based on hashtags and businesses we want to work with. So it's so important to just get on to Twitter and start to use that retweet with comment function. It's fantastic. Not only have you retweeted somebody's stuff, but you've also left a good comment about it. And it's better than what I love about Twitter is that every comment you make also goes out into the world. It doesn't just stick onto one place. So that means your comment can be liked by multiple people that also see your work, not just, you know, like Instagram, it's only on that one person's place. It doesn't go into like the Instagram world, right? So that's what I love about Twitter. All right. Now, the whole point to this is for you to generate leads and to increase your influence and your outreach on that platform, your reach. And it works beautifully. And by the way, in doing this, it's easy for you to get 50 to 100 posts a day. And that's not too much. That is not too much at all. Because you are engaging with customers, with potential clients. You are adding value by commenting through a retweet, through their information. Okay. And on top of that, you don't have to come up with the content. All you have to do is reply to the content that they're creating. Okay? I mean, it's really a wonderful way to do it. And like I said, you can use this for LinkedIn as well, because I think LinkedIn Also, you can share and you can comment. You know, you can add things to people's stuff. And I'm not sure actually if you can share and comment. I know you can clearly share, but I'm trying to think if you can comment. Yes, you can. You can comment because I do that. And I have not done it as much as Twitter just because I've been focusing on Twitter, but I'm going to definitely start focusing on LinkedIn, doing that the same thing. So, you know, it is a great way, again, to establish who you are and it establish what you're trying to do. Okay. All right. Well, I hope that this makes a lot of sense and I've laid out an easy, simple plan that you can use to get on Twitter, create an account, search for businesses through hashtags like lawyers. Like maybe you want to be the voiceover artist that does, you know, lawyer commercials. Well, you can search lawyers, right? Or law or law agencies or, you know, law firms. And you can do these searches and find them and start looking at the content they're creating. And then once you check out that content, you can start engaging with that content. You can leave a comment. You can retweet with a comment. Okay. You can like. You can follow these people. Do you see what I'm saying? You can start to engage with them. And through that engagement, you can then start looking at leads. You find these people. All right, go to their profiles. See where that leads you. See if you can get to a website. You can even message them and tell them, hey, I really like your content. I try to stay away from the messaging, though, I'll be honest with you, because to me, the messaging is, it's gotten a bad name. Unless you have something very, very specific other than trying to sell them, I like that. Well, at the same time, I don't mind you messaging someone. Like a good message would be, hey, I really enjoyed this piece of content. It got me thinking. That's like a great message. Because what you're trying to do through this is you're trying to generate leads, yes, but you're trying to build up familiarity with yourself so that when you reach out with them, when you email them and you send them your demo, it's not weird because they already know you. They already know you've been interacting on Twitter with them and they are familiar with you. And we always, always are more willing to work with or accept things from people we are familiar with. Okay. All right. Well, I know this podcast is a little bit shorter than normal, but I think this is a great way for you to get started on Twitter. Okay. And start getting a following and start generating leads. Remember, engage, qualify, and then reach out. And I really like reaching out through email. So you move that over. You can go ahead and message people on Twitter, but don't try to sell anybody anything through that method, okay? Just because people are so tired of doing that. And I can be honest with you, and I can attest this. A lot of people like to just reach out to me and ask me blatant questions before they even say hello to me or how are you doing? You know what I mean? So, you know, make sure that you are being considerate with the fact that, you know, you want to, you're trying to engage with people and become familiar with them, not, you know, just a nameless face that they pay. All right, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is really exciting. Again, I'm going to try to keep working on getting that live stream, moving over the content here so that you get this content every single day. But because I kind of messed up, I wanted to come on and do this for you. All right, guys, you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. I will talk to you, see you, or you'll hear me tomorrow. All right, peace.